天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，很开心呢可以在节目中与大家再次相遇。我是主持人小环，现在正在收听的节目是天路导向。我们都知道呢，撒旦在这个世上常常会装成光明天使的模样，使我们防不胜防，甚至呢让我们对神产生各种各样的疑惑，从而远离神。那亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，撒旦的伎俩究竟有哪些呢？他又是如何以小部分的真理掺杂着大量的谎言来达到他的目的呢？好，那就让我们打开圣经，跟着麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you have joined us once again.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你再次收听我们的节目。
I want to tell you again how glad we are to hear from all of our listeners.
当我们收到你的来信时，真是感到非常兴奋。
And if you haven't written to us, please write to us.
如果你从来没有写过信给我们，欢迎你来信。
Tonight, I want to continue talking about the deception of Satan.
今天我要继续讲关于撒旦的诡计。
I left you in the last message by telling you that Satan appears as an angel of light.
上次讲到撒旦可以装作光明的天使。
And when Satan appears as an angel of light, it means that he wants his children to appear as angels of light.
当撒旦装作光明的天使，也就是说，他希望他的子女都能装作光明的天使。
Doing all kinds of good works.
做各样的善事。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because Satan, who is the god of this world, who failed to topple God and take over his throne,
因为撒旦虽是这个世界的王，他却不能推翻神的权威，夺取神的宝座。
He wants to succeed in deceiving believers.
他希望能骗得了相信神的人。
Appearing as an angel of light means that the world can never see or acknowledge those who love the Lord Jesus Christ.
撒旦装作光明天使的目的，就是要使世界看不清或认不出那些爱主耶稣基督的人。
The world never sees the ministry of serving others that goes on to millions of people throughout the world.
他不要世界看见基督徒在全球各地帮助并服侍千千万万人的工作。
And that is appearing as angel of light.
他因此而装作光明的天使。
Appearing as an angel of light means that the sacrificial giving of God's people is never acknowledged, never appreciated by the world.
他装作光明的天使，使得属神的人所付出的牺牲永远得不到世界的认同和欣赏。
And yet the pittance and the crumbs that falls from the table of the rich and the famous are described as the world's salvation.
反而那些从有钱人和知名人士饭桌上丢下来的残羹冷炙，倒被捧为世界的拯救。
And that is appearing as an angel of light.
他就是这样装扮为光明的天使。
He is doing this in order to deceive people into believing that they can be like God without a relationship with God.
他这样做是要欺骗人相信他们不用与神建立关系也可以像神一样。
That they can be perfect without relationship with Jesus Christ.
他们不用与主耶稣基督建立关系也可以做到完全的地步。
Don't ever fall into this temptation of thinking that Satan is only in the ghettos and with the drug addicts.
不要上当，以为撒旦只在贫民区或酗酒的人当中作祟。
Satan only assigns the worst of his demons to these cases.
其实撒旦只需要派他最差劲的手下去干那些事就够了。
But he sent his upper echelon with the famous and the rich and the powerful.
但他会派些高级的精英部队去到那些有财有势的名人那里。
He lives with those who think that they are gods.
他自己就住在那些自以为是神的人当中。
Well, what do you think the goal of the evolution is?
你认为进化的目的是什么？
the goal of evolution is that by natural process and controlling the environment and heredity, perfect human beings can be made.
进化的目的是要借着物竞天择的自然过程和控制环境及遗传因子，从而造出完美的人类。
But everywhere you turn, you find scientists are being baffled with our world's problems.
但无论在哪里，你都会发现科学家对世界上的问题束手无策。
They are baffled at what is happening with the drugs and the drug addiction.
他们对毒品及吸毒者束手无策。
They try to come up with all kinds of secular solutions.
他们尝试用一切属世的方法。
Except the only one solution that works.
偏偏不用那唯一有效的方法。
And that is repentance from sin and turning to the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是认罪悔改，归向主耶稣基督。
They think that what we need is more money and more education.
他们以为我们需要更多的金钱和教育。
More policemen in the streets.
更多警察在街上巡逻。
More laws.
更多法律规条。
Or more government.
或是更多政府部门。
And the only thing that we really need is to allow the gospel to be freely preached.
而我们真正需要的是让福音自由地传开。
And Satan is hard at work appearing as an angel of light.
撒旦正在努力装作光明的天使。
Satan is working hard to make a lie look like the truth.
撒旦正在努力歪曲事实真相。
Satan is hard at work to convince people that his imitation of the truth is the real truth.
撒旦正在努力说服人们相信他所仿造的真理就是真正的真理。
You remember from the last message how he appeared to Eve?
你还记得上次讲过撒旦如何欺哄夏娃吗？
He did not appeal to her instinct of power.
他不是从夏娃的权力欲下手。
He did not appeal to her instinct of pleasure.
他不是从夏娃对享乐的欲望下手。
You know what he did?
你知道他怎么做呢？
This fake angel of light tried to convince her that she was doing good by disobeying God.
这个冒牌的光明天使要说服他，违背神是对的。
Isn't that simple?
就这么简单。
And I want to tell you tonight,
今天我要告诉你，
that same fake angel of light is trying to convince every one of us every single moment of every single day that you are doing good when you disobey God.
那个假冒的光明天使每一天甚至每一刻都在说服你叛逆神是对的。
He does that subtly and convincingly.
他做的不露痕迹又具有说服力。
If you are not a discerning Christian,
如果你是个不懂得分辨的基督徒，
you'll be sitting in disobedience trying to rationalize it to yourself.
你会为自己不顺服神找借口解释。
You're going to feel that you're victimized by your circumstances.
你会认为是环境迫使你这么做的。
That you are victimized by your family background.
是你的家庭背景拖累你这么做。
That you are victimized by the government.
是政府的错。
Or you're victimized by the school.
或是学校的错。
You'll sit there and you'll justify your obedience.
你会为自己的妥协找到充分的理由。
Which makes Satan succeed.
这样撒旦便成功了。
How does Satan appear as an angel of light?
撒旦如何装扮为光明的天使呢？
He does it by fear.
他是借着人的恐惧心态。
He does it by intimidation.
他恐吓威胁。
He does it by perversion of the truth.
他曲解真理，颠倒是非。
Remember I said he takes a little bit of the truth?
你还记得我说过，他将小部分的真理
And he puts it in an ocean of falsehood.
放进一大堆的邪说假道理。
And he makes it look good.
外表看来很不错。
I'll give you the first example.
让我举第一个例子。
Take a small businessman.
一个做小生意的商人。
Who is a Christian.
他是个基督徒。
And he wants to run his business according to biblical principle.
他希望按照圣经的原则来做生意。
The angel of light comes to him.
光明的天使来找他。
And he would say,
对他说
It's good to run a good business according to biblical principle.
按圣经原则做生意是好事。
They have worked for other people.
过去别人这么做都行得通。
But don't forget that you live in the modern day.
但别忘了 你是身处现在这个时代。
And if you don't do what the competition does,
如果你不跟着和你竞争的对手同样的做法,
then you're going to be out of business.
你就没生意可做了。
And God doesn't want you to be out of business.
神不会希望你生意失败的。
He wants to bless you.
他要赐福给你。
So I'm going to leave that to your imagination.
你好好的想想吧。
Now suppose you have a problem.
假设你有困难。
And you're wrestling with that problem in life.
你的生活被这个困难缠绕着。
And who doesn't have problems in life?
人生当中谁没有困难呢?
Do you have problems?
你有困难吗?
Welcome to the human race.
欢迎你加入全人类的行列。
Whether you live in the east or the west, there are every problems everywhere.
无论你住在东方或西方,到处都有困难。
So we are wrestling with a problem.
我们在困难中苦苦挣扎。
And you want to lean on the Lord.
你愿意依靠主。
You want to lean on the everlasting arm.
你希望依靠神永恒的膀臂。
You want God to guide you.
你期望神引导你。
And you want God to give you strength.
你想得到神所赐的力量。
You want the Spirit of God to lead you out of that problem.
你希望神的灵带领你解决这困难。
The angel of light comes in.
那光明的天使来找你。
And he says,
他说,
You are wrestling with this problem, aren't you?
你苦苦挣扎要解决困难是吗
？You probably need to calm your nerves.
你可能先要镇定下来。
You may need to take some chemical substance to help you out.
你也许需要药物来帮助你。
Take a special pill that helps you calm yourself.
吃颗药丸使自己镇定下来吧。
He takes a little bit of the truth and then he twists it.
他提出一小部分的事实，然后扭曲它。
And before you know it, you're taking pills every day.
在你还没有醒觉前，你已经靠吃药度日了。
I'll give you another example.
我再举一个例子。
God has been blessing you.
神一直都赐福给你。
And you have been doing great.
你的生活过得很好。
And the Spirit of God beginning to convince you to tithe and give God what belongs to Him.
神的灵开始告诉你要拿十分之一奉献给神，因为那是属于他的。
Because that's God's money.
因为那是神的钱。
Take it out and put it aside.
拿出来放在一边。
Put it in a storehouse.
放在神的仓库里。
But then the angel of light comes in.
当那光明的天使来找你。
And he brings you some truth.
他告诉你一些事实。
And he'll say to you.
他对你说。
You know God really doesn't need your money.
你知道吗？神并不需要你的金钱。
And that is of course true. God doesn't need our money.
不错，神的确不需要我们的钱。
After all, he owns the cattle on a thousand hills.
毕竟千山万岭上的牲畜都是属于神的。
Don't forget Satan knows the scripture.
别忘了，撒旦是熟悉圣经的。
He tempted Jesus in the wilderness.
当他在旷野试探耶稣时
,He was quoting from the scripture.
他引用圣经。
And he will try to bring the scripture out of context.
但他断章取义。
So he continues with the faithful person who's been blessed of God.
他继续游说那被神赐福的人。
And he would say,
他会说
You need to be prudent with your money.
你要很精明地处理你的钱财。
And you need this particular thing here, and you need this particular thing here.
这里有需要，那里也有需要。
You have children, you have to take care of them.
你必须供养你的子女。
And before you know it, you're not faithful with your tithe and offering.
在你毫无警觉时，你失去了十一奉献的忠诚。
And the angel of light would say to you,
那光明的天使会对你说,
You know, I don't think God expects that.
你知道,我想神并没期望你这么做。
And you know what he's doing by keeping you unfaithful with the tithe and offering?
就这样,撒旦使你继续忽略十一奉献的责任。
He is keeping the blessings of God from coming to you and upon you and your family and your life.
他这么做就是要隔绝神对你和你家人的赐福。
I want to testify to you that faithfulness with the tithe brings the blessing of God.
我要向你做见证，忠心十一奉献的人是会蒙神赐福的。
Or take another example.
再举另一个例子。
Take the single person who is not married.
一个单身人士。
He prayed to God to give him or give her a Christian spouse.
他祈求神给他一个基督徒配偶。
And God has answered their prayers.
神还没有答复他之前。
The angel of light comes in.
那光明的天使就来了。
He would say, God didn't answer your prayer, has he?
对他说，神没有答应你的祈祷是吗？
Of course, that is the truth.
没错。
God hasn't answered your prayer yet.
神的确还没答应你的祷告。
And then he would continue.
魔鬼继续说，
How do you know that God does not really want you to marry somebody who's not a believer?
你怎么知道神真的不要你和未信主的人结婚呢？
So that you can convert them to Christ.
你可以带领他成为基督徒啊。
I met a lot of those people who told me later that they wished they were still single again.
我遇过很多这类的人，他们后来对我说，恨不得自己仍是未婚的。
Because they became unequally yoked.
因为他们并不相配。
And because they believed Satan's deception.
因为他们相信了撒旦的谎话。
Or take another example.
再举另一个例子。
It's what I call the socially acceptable sins.
我称它为社会所接受的罪。
These sins are not acceptable to God, but they are acceptable in society.
这些罪是神绝不接受，但却被社会所接受的。
I want to explain the difference between the big moral sins and the socially acceptable sins.
我要解释一下，道德上重大的罪和社会所接受的罪有什么分别。
Moral sins and biblical heresies have immediate impact upon the individual and upon the church at large.
道德败坏和异端邪说对个人及教会有直接的冲击。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they are clear-cut.
因为他们是很明显的。
And in many ways they are less dangerous because they are clear-cut.
很多时候这样的罪危害还少些，因为他们很明显。
Yet the socially acceptable sins have the greatest of danger.
反而那些社会所接受的罪危害最大。
They have the furthest far-reaching impact.
他们具有更深远的破坏力。
This is very important.
这是非常重要的。
The New Testament talks 100-fold more about those socially acceptable sins.
新约圣经讲过何止100次关于这些社会所接受的罪。
By now you're probably asking, what are these socially acceptable sins?
现在你可能会问，究竟什么是社会所接受的罪呢？
These socially acceptable sins are the sins that affect our relationship in the home.
这些社会所接受的罪会影响我们和家人的关系。
The relationship between husband and wife.
夫妻之间的关系。
Children and parents.
父母和子女的关系。
Friendships.
朋友之间的关系。
Fellowship of all kinds.
人和人之间的交往。
And here they are.
那就是
gossip.
搬弄是非，说长道短。
Murmur.
窃窃私语。
A critical spirit and unforgiving heart.
好批评并心存怨恨。
Rebellion against God's principles in marriage.
在婚姻上违反神的旨意。
Husbands who abdicate their spiritual responsibility in the home.
放弃在家中做属灵领导的丈夫。
Wives who are resenting their husband's spiritual leadership.
不满丈夫做属灵领导的妻子。
Children who refuse to obey their parents.
不听父母话的孩子。
These are the socially acceptable sins.
这些都是社会所接受的罪。
Some of the other acceptable sins are like jealousy.
还有嫉妒。
Spiritual pride.
自以为属灵而骄傲。
Desire for self-promotion.
喜爱高举自我。
Spreading rumors.
散播谣言。
Putting others down.
贬低别人。
Rebelling against spiritual authority.
反抗属灵的权威。
Divisiveness of all kind.
挑拨离间。
Jesus said in John 17.
主耶稣在约翰福音17章那儿说。
That the oneness and the unity of the believer is the greatest indication of the love of God.
信徒合一就是神的爱最大的明证。
That the oneness of the believers is what is going to bring sinners to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
信徒合一就会使人相信主耶稣基督。
I want you to read John 17 after this broadcast.
请你在听完节目之后去读约翰福音17章。
Now I want you to think with me just for a moment.
现在请你想一想。
If unity is honoring to God,
如果合一是尊荣神的，
then Satan would be stupid if he did not try to do everything possible to split that oneness and unity.
撒旦岂会不使劲浑身解数 来破坏这合一性呢？
So whenever you and your spouse have an argument,
所以无论你和你的配偶有任何争执，
and you go to bed without forgiving one another,
直到晚上临睡前还不能彼此饶恕，
Satan has succeeded.
撒旦就胜利了。
He broke that oneness.
他破坏了你们合一的关系。
Whenever two believers in Jesus Christ are in disharmony with each other,
每当在耶稣基督里的两个信徒起了纠纷，互不相容，
Satan has succeeded.
撒旦就胜利了。
He broke that oneness.
他破坏了合一的关系。
Think with me for a moment.
请想一想。
If Satan comes openly and tries to fight members of the body of Christ,
如果撒旦公然来对付基督的身体，也就是教会里的信徒，
Do you know what would happen?
你知道会有什么事吗？
The discerning believers will get together and they will get on their knees and they will pray and they will have victory over him.
那些有分辨能力的信徒就会跪下同心祷告，并胜过魔鬼撒旦。
But Satan is too crafty to come out in the open.
但撒旦很狡猾，不会正面来攻击教会的。
He will sneak around and work deceptively and subtly.
他会偷偷地进行他阴险的诡计。
Do you remember the holy man of God whom I mentioned in the last message?
你记得我上次提过一个虔诚的人吗？
Satan knew that this holy and righteous man of God was guarding against temptations of the flesh.
撒旦知道这个虔诚而正直的人时时对肉体上的试探提高警觉。
And it was useless to try to persuade him.
他不会被说服的。
So he snuck up on him.
于是撒旦偷袭他。
Through one of those socially acceptable sins.
借着那些社会所接受的罪。
Envy and spiritual pride.
妒忌和属灵的骄傲。
He made him think, Oh, I am the one who deserves to be the bishop of Alexandria.
撒旦使他心里想，啊，只有我才配做亚历山大港的总主教啊。
And not my brother.
而不是我的兄弟。
Because I am godlier than he is.
因为我比他近前啊。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because if Satan comes and fights you openly, he knows he's going to lose.
因为如果撒旦公然向你挑战，他知道他自己会失败。
So he doesn't do that.
所以他不会这么做的。
Satan knows that if he comes out in the open and fight a biblically sound, Christ-loving church, he's going to lose.
撒旦知道如果他公然向一间以圣经为信仰基础又爱耶稣基督的教会挑战，他一定会失败。
So what does he do?
那他会怎么做呢？
He will do it another way.
他会用另外的办法。
He will simply place people in the churches.
他只要派些人到教会去。
People who have spiritual pride.
就是自以为属灵很骄傲的人。
People who are possessed with critical spirits.
爱论断的人。
People who are seeking self-promotion.
找机会高举自己的人。
People who can't distinguish between spirits.
不能分辨圣灵或邪灵的人。
People who can't distinguish between the angel of light and the fallen angel masquerading as an angel of light.
不能分辨真假光明天使的人。
And through them he begins to sow the seed of doubt.
撒旦借着他们开始散播怀疑的种子。
He begins to sow the seed of discontentment.
他开始散播不满的种子。
He begins to sow the seed of division.
他开始散播分歧的种子。
And he begins to sow the seed of party spirit.
他开始散播结党的种子。
Before you know it,
在你察觉之前，
the church's leadership is running around trying to put out fires.
教会领袖已经在忙着平息纷争。
And then they will lose their fire for God in the process.
在这期间，他们会失去对神的热心。
Today I could show you many churches that have fallen because of lack of discernment.
今天我可以指出许多教会的失败，就是因为缺乏分辨的能力。
And our prayers must be always.
我们要常常这样祷告。
God, continue to give us the spirit of discernment.
神啊，求你不断赐分辨的灵给我们。
That our fire may never go out.
让我们火热的心永不冷却。
And I pray that God will put such fire in each of your hearts.
我祈求神赐火热的心给你们每一位。
That he may give you zeal for his word and for the gospel.
愿神赐给你对他话语和福音的热心。
He may give you the desire to make him known to those who don't know him.
愿神托付你传福音的热诚，使还没有认识神的人能认识神。
Until we meet next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次再会。
是的，让我们学会彼此饶恕，因信徒的不合一只会让生命被腐蚀，而无法彰显神的爱。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，尽管撒旦是如此的诡计多端，我们也无需气馁，因为神的主权高于一切。只要我们依靠着神，一定能够战胜撒旦的试探和诱惑，因为主耶稣基督已经为我们设立了这样的榜样。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的赐福你们，我们下次再会。
千句万句感